If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
This is what the choices of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, has brought us. Their disobedience increased the knowledge of evil, and since then, we have all indulged in it to the fullest, for all have sinned.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, like a lot of little kids, I was scared of the dark. And dark combined with suggestive book titles like Big Bug, I still don't like spiders, or sounds like the outside winds rattling windows or thunder, you know, I grew up in tornado country, really rattled me. Even in Boy Scouts, I was more of a fan of a star-filled sky than starless, moonless, cloud-filled darkness. Now, early on, I did get to the point where my actual fear was given to God, and now I hardly can have any light in my sleeping room. I actually hate nightlights. As winter comes on and there's a switch in time, it is annoying, however, to come home from work and it's already dark at 5 o'clock. Not to mention that cloud-filled days with early and extended nights cuts out the benefits of sunshine and can even affect the chemicals inside us that affect our moods. You've heard of SADS. But darkness can also symbolize what sin and evil does to this world and its people, to us. In brightness of light, we can see. The fuller, the better. In cloud of darkness, we are prevented from seeing and will miss the danger in front of us. Well, we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, enjoy this festive Christmas classic from the group GLAAD, one of my favorites, God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Savior lay. They found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord did pray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy.
Bible, in the writings of Isaiah, God's word says in chapter 8, when men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam throughout the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor the Galilee of the Gentiles. By the way of the sea, along the Jordan, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From periods like the Enlightenment in history and the beginning of the 20th century, humanity has all the time thought and forecasted that they were becoming enlightened and things were getting better and better. Even now, we hear people praising the undeniable advances in science. But we must not forget that the 20th century, that one that was just passed and really is even continuing today, was the bloodiest ever, with socialist oppressive regimes on every hand and science bringing us totally destructive bombs, machines, and even germs. Remember my big bug? Humanity is hardly getting better. More loving, more compassionate, more truthful, more peaceful. Not even famines have ended. And this sounds like what we just read, doesn't it? Distressed and hungry, even enraged. This is what the choices of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, has brought us. Their disobedience increased the knowledge of evil, and since then, we have all indulged in it to the fullest, for all have sinned. So it says, when we dwell in this darkness, even compounding it by trying to talk with the dead, we become aimless, and we are. We become enraged, and all humanity is. We curse God, and the world does. And we look around, and we see only distress, darkness, and gloom. And that's exactly what we do. Then Isaiah announces that Zebulun and Naphtali would see no more gloom and no more darkness. You see, these lands had been devastated by conquering armies. If you think about it, like Europe was by the Nazis, and all the lands of the communists, China, Vietnam, North Korea, all of that, Cambodia, they represent, however, all the world devastated by a different conqueror, the fullest conqueror, the destructive power of sin. All of us are slaves to an evil dictator. But Isaiah is announcing the possibility of a real change. No more gloom, no more darkness. He says, the people walking in darkness, and that's all of us, have seen a great light. Not a little light, not a dimmer or a glimmer, but a great light. What is, or rather, who is this light? It is the Messiah. It is my friend Jesus, who was raised in Galilee, though born in Bethlehem. He says this light has dawned on those living in the land of the shadow of death. We live in that land. But my friend, when Jesus comes into your heart and life, his light shines all the shadows of sin, death, and evil away. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. And that light, John the Apostle says later, doesn't just light up the people of Zebulun, but is open to the whole world. There's the problem. There is a problem, however. And you know this problem because it has been so over 2,000 years since Jesus, the Messiah, came. Darkness is still here. That's because humans love darkness rather than light. The whole world as a whole didn't recognize Jesus, the light of the world. And so they cursed the darkness and cursed Jesus, the light. But my friend, John goes on to say, but to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Not cursers of God, but children of God. Would you like to become a child of God? Would you like to know this light that dispenses the gloom? Would you like to receive Jesus? Then you can pray with me. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I'm tired of my sin and all the darkness of my life. Please forgive me for cursing you. Come into my heart and light up every corner. I give myself to you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call at 877-306-HOME, or you can write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.